Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Bo, B'nai Yisrael finally leave Mitzrayim. And the very first thing that Hashem tells B'nai Yisrael, the very first mitzvah that we receive as a nation, is in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. After centuries of being slave, we were taught as a people that we, that humans, are the ones responsible for setting and declaring Rosh Chodesh. In previous FMTs, I've spoken about this mitzvah, and if you'd like to hear those ideas, please WhatsApp me privately. However, for today's FMT, I'd like to focus on the tefillah of Musaf that we say on Rosh Chodesh. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh in Nusach Ashkenaz, in Nusach Sfard, in Nusach Eidot HaMizrach, everyone's Musaf begins with the words, Roshei Chadashim Liamcha Nasata, you Hashem gave Rosh Chodesh to your people, Zman kapara l'chol toldosam, it's a time of atonement, l'chol toldosam, for all of their toldos, for all of their offspring. That is what we say in our tefillah, but what does it mean? How is Rosh Chodesh a time for atonement? The Chida Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who died in 1806, was an incredibly prolific Talmud Chacham, and one of the Svarim he wrote is a series of essays called Midbar Kadamos. And there in Ma'areches Reish Os Hei, the Chida says that Rachel Imenu knew that in the future, during the time of the Chet HaEgel, during the time of the sin with the golden calf, the women of Bnei Yisrael would not sin. Many of the men in Bnei Yisrael would sin, unfortunately, with the golden calf, but not the women. And it was in Rachel Imenu Zechus that Rosh Chodesh was given to Bnei Yisrael in the first place. So she, Rachel Imenu, linked Rosh Chodesh to the atonement of Bnei Yisrael because of their mistakes with the Egel. Rosh Chodesh is hers, so to speak, and she channeled Rosh Chodesh, she dedicated Rosh Chodesh for all of Bnei Yisrael to be forgiven. And that is how the Chida explains the tefillah, Roshei Chodeshim Liamcha Nasata Zman Kapara L'chol Toldosam. You, Hashem, gave Rosh Chodesh as a gift to your people, as a time of atonement for all of their offspring, for all of their toldosam, for their toldos, all of the offspring of Bnei Yisrael. The compassion of Rachel Imenu is stirred, so to speak, for all the sins of her offspring, even terrible sins that are seemingly unforgivable, like Chet HaEgel. Like Chet HaEgel. And the Chida points out that Rachel's name is hinted to or hidden in the very first three words of Musaf, when we say Rashei Chadashim Le'amcha. Rashei Chadashim Le'amcha. The first three letters spell out Rachel, reminding us that it was Rachel herself who helped us, so to speak, atone for Chet HaEgel. And by emulating her and the other Imahos and Avos, we can achieve Kapara on Rosh Chodesh and every day as well. That's one way to understand the beginning of our Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. But there is another way to understand this tefillah. Rav Yosef Karo, who died in 1575, wrote many Sfarim, including the Shulchan Aruch. And another tremendously important sefer that he wrote is called the Beis Yosef. It's his Perush on the Tur. And there in the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim, Simin Tav Chaf Gimel, the Beis Yosef quotes the Orchos Chaim, Rav Aaron ben Yaakov, who lived in the 14th century, who in turn quotes the Kuzari, Rav Yehuda Halevi, who died in 1141 in Ma'amar Gimel Siman Hey. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Orchos Chaim, who quotes Rav Yehuda Halevi, who all say that we sometimes find in Tanakh that the word toldos refers to one's actions, to the things that happen, to the outgrowths, the things that are born, so to speak, from the things that we do. For example, in the very beginning of Parshas Noach, in Sefer Breishis Perek Vav Pasuk Tes, the Torah says, Eile toldos Noach. These are the toldos of Noach, and we expect that to mean these are the offspring, the descendants of Noach. But then the Torah says, Noach ish tzadik, Noach was a tzadik. And on this pasuk, one of the explanations that Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that the real offspring of righteous people are their good deeds. So we see that toldos can mean one's actions, and that is how the Beis Yosef explains the beginning of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is indeed a Zman Kapara. It's a time of atonement, L'chol toldosam. It's a time of atonement, it's a day of atonement for all of our actions, all of Bnei Yisrael's actions. Rosh Chodesh is a time for us to contemplate our actions over the last month, and to improve the things that need improvement, to strengthen the actions that need strengthening, and receive kapara, to receive atonement for mistakes we've made. It's a particularly opportune time to think about where we've been and where we want to go. It's a time for introspection, the kind of introspection that leads to tshuva and kapara. That is the first thing Bnei Yisrael heard when they left Egypt. Every month brings new opportunities for self-improvement. Every chodesh is chadash. Every chodesh is an opportunity to see the world anew and to see ourselves anew as well. Have an amazing day and good chodesh, everyone.